Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Infrastructure plan stalled in the Senate. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. Sedgwick County is searching for a new EMS director. That story is coming up.
Suspect dies in crash attempting to run from Wichita police. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Four more residents of the Olympic Village test positive for COVID-19. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. Yesterday, we hit 87 for the high in Wichita. Today should be a few degrees warmer. Our complete forecast is on the way.
Senate Republicans block a vote on a bipartisan infrastructure bill. Fox's Chad Pergram explains why from Capitol Hill.
The GOP balked because the bill isn't complete. Republicans say Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer set an arbitrary deadline to begin debate on a bill that's not ready. Democrats engineered a vote to make the GOP look like they won't play along. Then Democrats can have their way with their own massive $3.5 trillion infrastructure plan. Republicans are more than happy to boomerang that bill on Democrats, saying the party is going on another spending spree. Democrats hope to hook an increase in the debt ceiling to their infrastructure bill. Mitch McConnell says his members will oppose that. The U.S. was supposed to hit the debt limit at the end of next week.
The Congressional Budget Office says the U.S. will not collide with the debt limit now until fall.
Sedgwick County will begin a search for a new emergency medical services director.
On Monday, EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher was placed on administrative leave. At Wednesday's Sedgwick County Commission meeting, County Manager Tom Stoll said an interim director will be named as soon as possible. The changes come after calls by some EMS staff and elected leaders for Gallagher's removal. Stoll's had these words for county residents.
To the citizens of this community, to EMS staff, and to this commission, I apologize for this concern in our public safety services. I feel it is my moral and ethical obligation to hear all sides in regards to the formal complaints made at the April meetings.
Stoll says the county will separate the EMS division from the Office of the Medical Director. The two departments merged in 2019. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
One person is dead, another hospitalized following a police chase in North Wichita.
It happened over the noon hour Wednesday when officers attempted to make a traffic stop near I-135 and K-254. The driver sped off, crashing with another vehicle at 53rd and Hydraulic. Police Officer Charlie Davidson says the driver of the run vehicle is believed to have been involved with armed drug trafficking.
There appears to be evidence of illegal drug trafficking in the vehicle, but it's still early in the investigation, and we continue to investigate that.
The 28-year-old suspect died in the crash. The driver of the other vehicle was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Four more residents of the Olympic Village, including two athletes, testing positive for COVID-19. A total of 91 people accredited for the Tokyo Games have tested positive since the beginning of July. A skateboarder from the Netherlands and a table tennis player from the Czech Republic testing positive. They had to leave the village to enter a quarantine hotel. Two additional games-concerned personnel, a category that includes coaches and officials, staying at the village overlooking Tokyo Bay, have also tested positive.
President Biden is apparently planning to meet with business owners to talk about cybersecurity.
A National Security Council spokesperson, according to the AP, said there would be a meeting at the end of August with the president's national security team and unnamed business leaders. Earlier this month, during a meeting with Russia's president, President Biden said he told Vladimir Putin that the U.S. will take action to stop cyber attacks, many of which come from Russia, including the SolarWinds hack. He also said Putin should do more to stop criminal networks from perpetrating attacks on Russian soil. Just this week, the Biden administration blamed the Microsoft email exchange hack on China. Recent ransomware attacks have had major impacts, including the one on the Colonial Pipeline, which resulted in short-term gasoline shortages. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A judge says victims and families who suffered losses in the collapse of a 12-story oceanfront Florida condominium will get a minimum of $150 million in compensation initially. Judge Michael Hansman said at a hearing Wednesday that sum includes insurance on the Champlain Tower South building and the expected proceeds from sale of the Surfside property where the structure once stood. It does not include proceeds from any of the numerous lawsuits filed since the June 24th collapse that left at least 97 people dead. Those lawsuits are being consolidated into a single class action, potentially covering all victims and family members. KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
College football conference realignment rumors flaming again. We'll talk about that coming up in sports.
For the second time in the past week, the number of newly reported coronavirus cases in Oklahoma has topped 1,000. That story just ahead on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. 7:07, 7 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Thursday morning. For the second time in the past week, the number of newly reported coronavirus cases in Oklahoma has topped 1,000. The Oklahoma State Department of Health Wednesday reported 1,203 new cases and a 7-day average of 750 new cases daily. And that's up from a 7-day average of 213 on July 31st. State health officials have said the increase is likely due to low vaccination rates in the state and the highly contagious Delta variant moving into Oklahoma from Arkansas and Missouri, which rank first and second in the nation in new cases per capita.
A deranged man attacked a woman on a New York street, and mayoral candidate Curtis Sliwa was there to save the day.
The man going off on strangers, including a woman who appears to whip out a knife in self-defense. But she didn't need it because Sliwa, the founder of the crime-fighting Guardian Angels, stepped in to defuse the situation.
My wife is what you like. You like my wife.
Standing between the man and the woman and her child, calming him down and walking him away. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
The mayor of Rochester, New York, is facing criminal charges.
Democrat Lovely Warren has pleaded not guilty to weapons possession and child endangerment. The charges stem from a police raid of her home in May as part of a drug investigation. Prosecutors say cops found a rifle and pistol and her 10-year-old daughter home alone. Warren has not been charged in the drug case. The two-term mayor was defeated in a Democratic primary last month. Warren became a national figure last year when she was highly critical of police after the suffocation death of a black man in custody who'd been restrained with a spit hood. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
A cold snap in South America is brewing up bad news for coffee drinkers.
Below freezing temperatures hitting parts of Brazil's coffee belt is blending up trouble for the world's largest bean producer. The U.S. Agriculture Department expects Brazil to have its biggest year-over-year drop in production in nearly two decades. That's grounds for higher prices. Some analysts say the cost of coffee has already jolted to a six-year high. Tom Graham, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Some of the heaviest traffic I'm seeing out there right now is K96 around the North Junction on either side of it, but just seeing some heavy traffic volumes at times in those areas. So remember, things can slow down around there this time of morning. Traffic update, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How you doing?
We're doing just fine over here at the Bass Radio Complex, waiting for you, just waiting with bated breath for your next words. What's up?
Well, you know what? Honestly, Steve, not really a whole lot of change, but as expected, you know, what we've been talking about over the last few days, our temperatures are just going to continue to kind of turn up and heat up day by day, and a lot of us experiencing a warmer afternoon as we return to the 90s, high of 91 for Wichita. And we've also got a lot of that haze from those wildfires off to the west, bringing a lot of smoke into our area. We're not the only ones, though. A lot of that smoke reaching as far east as parts of the East Coast. Currently not under any air quality alerts, but anybody with respiratory issues, you know, not to sound like a broken record, but it really would be best if you limit that time outside today. South winds at 8 to 18, light breeze, hopefully taking a little bit of the edge off the heat, but 91, still not that bad and a little bit below average. Mostly clear skies tonight, and noticing even an uptick in our low temperatures. We've been waking up into the 60s, and by early tomorrow morning, starting off at 71 degrees with a light south wind at 5 to 15. Winds picking up a little bit more. I expect a breezy day tomorrow. Winds out of the south at 10 to 20, and temperatures warming up by a few more degrees with a high of 95. Under mostly sunny skies, likely still dealing with some of that haze, some of that smoke out there as well. By the time we get into our Saturday, 96, humidity increasing as well. It'll likely feel like the upper 90s to possibly even the triple digits. We'll continue that trend into Sunday. Really going to be one of those weekends where if you do have any outdoor plans, a lot of water, a lot of hydrating, and staying as cool as possible should be included in your plans. Monday, 95, only a 10% chance of a shower or storm. Should we see any showers materialize, not really going to help cool us down at all. 97 Tuesday, 97 Wednesday. Steve, we may not see anything cool off until we get into the end of the month, possibly into the first few days of August. Now, right now, we're at 64 degrees, and we've also got south winds at 5 miles an hour. Even though we've got some clear, fair skies, we've also got a lot of that haze out there, and our sensor actually picking up on the potential for a little bit of fog, but I do think that maybe some of that smoke reaching the surface, we've actually got visibility down to 6 miles.
Yeah, I peeked out the window a while ago, and it's more. It's kind of hazy, I guess you'd have to say, with that smoke hanging around and all that stuff. Boom. All right, so we're warming up here as we go into the last part of July. The dog days.
That's the big story.
Dog days of August just around the corner, which means it's going to be hot for a while. So there you go. We've had to, actually, though, Ronnell, you know, we've had some pretty doggone nice weather as far as temperature is concerned here for the first part of the summer. It's been pretty nice.
Yeah, even getting into July. But hey, you know, July going into August, I mean, we knew this was coming at some point. Sure. So at least hopefully everybody's ready for it.
That's why we have air conditioning. All right. Thank you, sir. That's KSN Storm Tracker 3 Forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. It's 7:13 now. Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Of course, we had a sunny day across south central Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature, 87 degrees, normal high, 93. I did call my grandson, Luke, yesterday afternoon to see what he's up to. He was on the golf course with his buddies playing golf. I said, you play golf? Yeah, he likes the golf. I said,
where was he at?
I don't know. I don't know. Just on a golf course someplace. So we chatted a little bit, and I let him go on about his business. On this date in 1918, a single lightning strike killed a herd of 504 sheep at the Wasatch National Forest in Utah. The lightning bolt passed from one animal to another. Apparently, sheep make a pretty good conductor of electricity.
And you know how they all just stand right next to each
other. Close to each
other. Physical contact, yeah.
That must have been something to
see.
That's
bizarre.
It is bizarre. Okay, on this date in 2013, I know that you're a big fan of the royal family, Ted. The Duchess of Cambridge, the former Kate Middleton, gave birth to a son, Prince George, who became third in the line to the British throne after Prince Charles and Prince William. So it's Charles, William, and then George.
Yeah. It's all academic because Liz is never going to pass.
Yeah, apparently she's going to live forever.
Yeah, she'll outlive us all.
Yeah, Charlie will not be king very long, and then I'll have to pass the torch to a new generation. Something that kind of crept up on me today, I just learned of it or realized it moments ago. Somebody's having a birthday today. Somebody big. Bob Dole.
Mm-hmm.
He's turning 98 years old today. Apparently, he is battling lung cancer, but he's still out there, outspoken about everything. And USA Today did an interview with him. He was talking about he's keeping fairly busy. They had an interview in his apartment there at the Watergate complex in Washington, D.C. He said he hopes to again have enough strength to make one more trip home to Kansas to visit the Veterans Affairs Medical Center in Topeka, meet with students at the University of Kansas Dole Institute of Politics in Lawrence. Of course, that's where Bob Dole got his start there in college, from Russell, Kansas, to the University of Kansas. Pretty good athlete, quite a active young man. Then he went to, of course, the world's story is pretty well known. Went into the service and wound up in Italy in World War II.
World War II.
Where a machine gun bullet.
Injured in combat. Yep.
Pretty much devastated his right arm and shoulder. But he's in a long life of public service. He went back to Russell, Kansas, and I think he ran for a district attorney or a county attorney or something there. And I remember reading this. He said, I asked somebody, he said, what party should I affiliate with? He says, well, somebody says, there's more Republicans in this county than Democrats. And Bob said, I'll be a Republican.
Yeah, made a political decision right there to begin.
Bob said, I'm going to do what's smart. But anyway, he's got quite a career. And I think as the years go by, his wit and his humor has always been something that I've kind of glommed onto and enjoyed the fact that he is from Western Kansas, where my grandparents are from. And I interviewed Bob quite a number of times over the years. Haven't talked to him for a long time, but back in the 70s and 80s, I talked to him pretty frequently. And he was generous with his interviews with time. If he had time, he'd give you a couple minutes. And always good with the media, very good with the media. Anyway, Bob Dole, happy birthday. Senator Dole, he is 98 years old today.
Happy birthday, Bob Dole.
7:17, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And it's sports time with Ted Woodward. Ted, what's happening in sports today?
Oh, action yesterday afternoon up in Milwaukee, wrapping up a couple of days. The Kansas City Royals against the Brewers. And the Royals must like it in Milwaukee, swinging the bats pretty well. You heard the game yesterday on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Now the 1-2. And a hanging breaking ball, line to left field. That's going to drop for a hit. Here comes Benintendi around third. He'll score the second Royals run on an RBI base hit by Hunter Dozier. He was behind in the count, but he comes through. Drives in his 27th run of the year, and the Royals' lead is 2-0.
And KC got some nice power late.
Jorge hammers one deep left center field. That's a way back, and that's way out of here. Jorge absolutely demolished that pitch and gives the Royals a 6-3 lead.
Jorge Soler with the home run there, and that would be the final score, 6-3.
as Brad Keller on the mound gets his first win in a month and a half. Two Brewers errors led to five unearned runs, and the Royals took advantage. Got to win the 6-3 win, sweep the two-game series. Interesting that the Milwaukee Brewers are comfortably in first place in their division, but they can't beat the Royals. Royals swept all four games from the Brewers this season. It is an off day today for the Royals as they come back home, ready for a homestand.
In this season, they're not going to play each other again this
nope,
year.
Nope, done. Okay. Too bad for the Royals. They'd probably like to play the Brewers several more times. Yeah. Down on minor league baseball, the Wichita Wind Surge spending 2 weeks in the state of Arkansas on a road swing in Little Rock last night, taking on the Arkansas Travelers, and the Surge win it 6-4 as Ryan Mason came out of the bullpen for the final four outs for his fourth save, as the Surge has won 8 of its last 10, now 10 games above 500. Surge still in the number 2 spot in the league standings, a 3-game lead for that spot right now. Wichita in Little Rock against the Travelers again tonight at 7:10. Realignment in college athletics. Here come the rumors and the reports, and here we go. Oklahoma and Texas reportedly have talked to the Southeastern Conference about joining the SEC and leaving the Big 12. Here's Texas A&M head football coach Jimbo Fisher. He says he's not worried about the Longhorns and the Sooners.
I don't know if you've heard this, but there's a report in the Houston Chronicle that Texas and Oklahoma are inquiring about joining the SEC.
I bet they would.
What would you think about something like that?
I don't know. I'm just worried about A&M. You know what I mean? Listen, we got the greatest league in ball. So, I mean, you know, that's the choices they make or what they do. I don't know, but I don't know how I feel about it. I'm just worried about A&M. I'll control what I want to control here.
Yeah.
So, thinking one team at a time.
Texas and Oklahoma. Looks like they are talking at least about leaving the Big 12 and getting into the SEC business. All right, back to Major League Baseball. They were the Philadelphia Athletics. They were the Kansas City Athletics. They are the Oakland Athletics.
And
maybe they're moving again. Or will Oakland be able to keep them?
The city of Oakland Tuesday voted in favor of a non-binding term sheet for a new ballpark for the Oakland Athletics and their surrounding development. However, the term sheet has not laid out any true guidelines on timing over what has been a decades-long saga for the A's to get a new stadium. Team president Dave Cavill says talks with the city aren't done yet, going on to tell Fox TV affiliate KTVU in San Francisco,
"We can't let the process be the product. We have to get to the point where we can get a project that's approved, vested rights, so we could move forward with the groundbreaking."
Las Vegas remains the front runner to be a possible new home for the Athletics, with Cavill and team officials exploring locations again through that city Wednesday. A counter proposal is expected from the A's as early as Friday. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
I hope Oakland gets a new stadium.
Well, that thing is ancient, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It's one of the older stadiums in baseball, and it's not great. It's okay, but it's not great.
I understand it's round, and there's a whole lot of foul ball space.
There's a weirdly huge amount of foul ball territory.
It's built to accommodate football.
It's a multi-purpose stadium. Yeah. It's built for baseball and football, so it doesn't fit either one of them totally well. Mm. And, of course, Oakland has already lost its football team to Vegas, the Raiders, and now they might lose their baseball team, too. We'll see. We'll see what happens, if they can make that work. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
All right, 7:21 now, Steve and Ted in the morning. Keep it up for your house call for health. One state's mental hospitals are running low on space for new patients. That's on the way. Steve and Ted in the morning here on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.